Donald Trump has pledged to send what he called very sophisticated military equipment to Ukraine, including Patriot missiles. But the US president insisted the EU will have to pay the bill. He also voiced frustration with Vladimir Putin, saying the Russian leader talks nice and then bombs everyone in the evening. The Financial Times correspondent in Kyiv, Christopher Miller, has been telling me about the importance of Mr. Trump's announcement on the Patriot defense system.
It's significant. Trump has resisted for several months the requests of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to send more Patriot missile systems, as well as the interceptor missiles themselves. And at times, the United States has even paused the deliveries of some of these missiles to the country, which are needed to shoot down Russian missiles and drones that have been launched at the country here, increasingly so over the last several weeks. These Patriot systems are the only systems in Ukraine's arsenal that are able to shoot down Russian ballistic missiles. So that means, you know, that makes them very, very important for Ukraine's air defense, especially as Russia steps up these aerial attacks.
Of course, with Donald Trump, there's always the sting in the tail. He said, yes, the US will be sending this equipment, but the EU will be paying for it.
Absolutely. You know, there's this $3.5 billion of presidential drawdown authority money that was approved by Congress under the Biden administration that Donald Trump has so far resisted using. It's going to run out this summer. And instead of using that, which has already been set aside, he is demanding that these weapon systems be paid for. And the Ukrainians actually themselves, and President Zelensky has said that he's willing to try to purchase upwards of 10 Patriot systems and the missiles to go with them. Donald Trump has not yet accepted that offer, but he does appear to have cut some sort of deal with the Germans and the Norwegians for at least three Patriot systems, which is what we expect to be announced today when NATO's Secretary General Mark Rutte and the German defense minister show up in Washington to meet with Donald Trump.
There are also signs, aren't there, of growing impatience in the White House with Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, there are. You know, Donald Trump, who has said some very positive things of Vladimir Putin over the years, has sort of tacked the other direction and now criticized Vladimir Putin. He says that the Russian president has held up the peace talks that he has brokered between Moscow and Kiev and is continuing to push ahead with his ground offensive inside of Ukraine. And Donald Trump has been very explicit about his frustration over Russia's increasing air attacks on Kiev that have led to the destruction of critical infrastructure and the deaths of hundreds of civilians this year alone. So we are seeing, or hearing rather, from Donald Trump this frustration directed toward Putin. But at the same time, you know, he is someone who has, you know, over the years spoken favorably of Putin and been hesitant really to apply more pressure on Russia that could potentially nudge it in the direction of making concessions to end the war. So I think, you know, one thing that we're watching, and certainly what the leadership here in Kiev has told me, is that this is a positive sign for now, and time will tell if it really signals a true pivot away from Russia and toward support for Kiev from Trump.
Where do those peace talks stand now?
They're stalled. We have not seen any new or fresh talks in Istanbul, where they were held previously, in several weeks now. The Russians continue to push this maximalist position. Putin has said that he wants to continue his war until Russia achieves its goal, and that goal ultimately is subjugating Ukraine and seeing a regime change here in Kiev, and also on the ground taking the rest of the eastern Ukrainian territories of Donetsk and Lugansk and Zaporizhia and Kherson that he has claimed to be part of Russian territory.
And that was Christopher Miller of the Financial Times in Kyiv.